Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I am Lauren Polly, and I am so delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 103, Decluttering. We are going to continue on in the vein of springtime. This whole month of April, we're talking about all things spring and the greater energies that we can start to ride in our own life. We're going to talk about decluttering our space, which for me speaks really well with episode 101 from a few weeks ago, where we talked about airing out, throwing open the windows, throwing open the doors, letting the freshness and the newness of the season come in to your life, to your body, to your living, your relationships, your business, everything. And again, in episode 102 last week, we spoke a lot about nurturing yourself with bigness and allowing yourself to explore new territories, pushing past the comfort zone. So for me, this episode about decluttering speaks right in line with that. If you're allowing yourself to go into the uncomfortable, take on more things and add a freshness and an airing out, you may start to become aware of excess clutter in your life and your living. I am one who is constantly exploring. I love the bigness. We talk about bigness a lot on this show. In that exploration of bigness, you reach a growing edge, you add that fresh perspective, and all of a sudden you become more aware. You take stock of your life and your living. You look around and go, I am just carrying around things that I do not need to be carrying around anymore. You also sometimes look around and go, wow, I am so scattered and involved in so many different things, none of which are really actually producing results for me. So as you go around this journey and down this path of exploration, you're going to become more conscious. You're going to wake up. You're going to become more aware. That's amazing. Don't go into judgment with what you become aware of. That's the ticket. That's actually power, because you're aware of what is cluttering up your life. Guess what you have now? You have more information to choose something different. So the excess clutter in our life can look a bunch of different ways. We have clutter that we carry in our mental and our emotional state, all that excess baggage that we carry around. We can carry around clutter in our body, where our body starts to feel sluggish and stressed out and doesn't function as optimally as we want it to. We also have a lot of clutter in our physical space, where our houses get messy, our cars get messy, there's a pile of bills that go unattended to on the desk. It's really fascinating, because when your physical space gets super cluttered, can you imagine what that creates for your mental space? Have you noticed this for yourself, where when your house is messy, disorganized, or there are things that you're just not paying attention to, what does that create in your mind and in your emotional state? Do you get a little bit more scattered? Is there a sense of overwhelm? Is there a sense of anxiety? Is there a sense of getting depressed because of like, I just might as well give up. There's too much to do and I don't have the energy to do it. And do you also notice yourself having a lack of energy, where you feel like you're doing a whole bunch of stuff, you're constantly moving, you're constantly tending to things around you, but nothing ever seems to get done? It doesn't seem to get completed, and you don't reap the rewards of the energy that you put into it. All of those are examples that you're carrying clutter in your life. So if that speaks to you in any way, I would invite you to start really looking at what it is in your life and your living that you're carrying, you're engaging with, and you're allowing around you that actually isn't bringing you joy. There's a lovely book out there called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Very, very cool prospect, where she talks about tidying up your living environment. And she says to get everything that you own out, hold every single item up, and actually ask if the item gives you joy, if it brings you joy. And if the answer is no, get rid of it. I read that and I thought, this is so cool. And it doesn't just go to the physical things in my life. What if I was willing to look at the relationships I had, the revenue streams, the jobs, the creative projects I have going on right now? If they don't bring me joy, something needs to change. That's adding clutter. It's an energy sucker. It's actually pulling my energy and my focus away from what actually may create joy and lighten my living in the process. I will add one more thing that she doesn't go into. I would suggest not just asking what in your life and your environment brings you joy, but also ask what's actually functional for you. So if you have things in your life that maybe don't light you up with joy, but guess what? They make your life easier. They bring about a certain function and productivity and a certain sense of balance. Those are things you want to keep as well. It may have a different resonance of joy to you, but it's joy just the same. It's creating your life as more easy, as more peaceful, and with that brings in a sense of balance and harmony, which is a beautiful way to be living. So we're going to be breaking this down a little bit more, and again, kind of put on your thinking cap. What is it that might be clogging up your space right now? And allowing yourself to actually be with the answers that come up without making it wrong, without making it a big drama. Again, it's not the significance that changes anything. It's the lightness of wonderment. It's the lightness and the laser focus of identifying what it is at the heart of the matter that's causing the crookedness in your world, and then having more information to choose anew. So let's break this down a little bit. First, let's look at your physical space. In your mind's eye, or if you're in the room right now, you can open your actual eyes and take a scan. What does your environment look like? Is it one of organization? Is it one of chaos? Creative chaos, perhaps. I'm one like that, where there may be a creative pile that I'm working my way through. May look kind of havoc-like to somebody else, but for me, it is the creative energy of being a little chaotic. I know where things are. It's not about trying to clean your environment in a way where a French maid would walk in and go, this is exactly how you're supposed to do it. It's a way that it actually works for how your brain and your own organizational system works with it. Where has it kind of crossed the edge from being creative chaos for you and then gone into more of a whirlwind havoc energy? I reach a point like this with my working desk. You know, I clean up once a week. I've got the beautiful space, my computer, my notepads, my pens, everything's organized. As the week goes by, then I open my mail and leave the bills out. Then I have a random piece here, an extra notepad here. There's a point to it where it is the creative chaos. There's a lot going on, but I still know what's going on. It's not overwhelming. I allow it sometimes to go way beyond that point, though. And then I take a look at the desk. It's totally cluttered and messy. Guess what that creates in my mental and my emotional state? Immediately, a sense of overwhelm, anxiety, stress, and just the feeling of being pressured, contracted, and crowded. That's a really great example of how your physical environment can actually take the tipping scale into more clutter that causes that inner angst. What would it be to actually spend some time tidying up, organizing it in a way that actually works for your brain and how you function? And for those of you who share your space with others, I was having a lovely conversation with a client last week who has a husband and kiddos and dogs, and she was having the same sort of thing. There was an anxiety, there was a stress, there was an overwhelm. She's highly creative, multiple businesses going on, but she comes home and she flips out because the environment is just so in turmoil that she spins with it. One of the things that she identified in that conversation we had was that no one else in the family was taking any ownership of their own space and the shared living space. She was supposed to be the one cleaning it all up, and that really didn't work for her. So this conversation about decluttering the physical space actually became a conversation about decluttering and clarifying her relational space with her husband and her kids. Being able to come with clarity, not judgment, but clarity of this is how the house is looking, this is how I'm feeling as a result of it, that doesn't work for me. So we need to come up with a system where the shared space in our house actually works for everybody. That's what they did. So if you are someone who lives alone, obviously you have a little bit more control over the physical environment. If you share space with other people, start to look at how not only tidying up the physical space can declutter, but also look at the extra clutter you may have with the people around you where you haven't been clear with your expectations. You haven't clearly stated what would work for you. And having that conversation in relational dynamics creates a lot of balance and clarity that can lead to a decluttering as well. So I invite you to change your physical space and see how that goes. And now let's start looking at the mental state, where you have extra stuff going through your brain constantly. There are tricks of the trade, absolutely. Yoga, meditation, walking in nature, journaling, I find super helpful. Being able to wake up in the morning and just get all the clutter down on a page, tear up the page, make it really dramatic if it's fun for you, or put it in the journal, close it, and don't reread it. I've dumped, I'm all done, I'm moving on. Another beautiful technique is called the access bars, which is beautiful for decluttering your mental space. It actually allows you to discharge thought patterns and reaction patterns. It's one of the modalities that I love teaching and certifying other people in, and there's practitioners all over the world, so you can look that up and see if there's someone close to you if it calls. Being able to just do simple things day to day to allow your mental space to unload, unburden, allows you to actually get more clarity and declutter. It's the simple way that actually has profound results if you're willing to stick with it. And let's finally just touch on our sweet bodies for a second. Allowing your body to start to declutter as well. And I get this is a whole different conversation. We'll probably have quite a few whole shows on your sweet body. But in the meantime, right now, can you just tap into your sweet body? And just imagine whether it is a white light, a gushing waterfall, just this beautiful ooze of space that overtakes you, coming from the top tip of your head all the way down through the inner part of your body, radiating out. So it hits all of your organs, your spinal cord, out, through your tissue, your muscles, your tendons, your bones, your skin, out, and down, all the way out your feet. Allowing clarity, cleansing, and decluttering energy to run from the tip top of your head down through your insides and out, and down. So all the clutter actually allows itself to release through the bottoms of your feet, out through every pore in your skin, and it goes until it becomes so light, such space, and so airy that it just evaporates and lifts away. Now, have you noticed how heavy and significant and fast or long that had to be? It's amazing. Just taking a minute really makes a difference if you just allow yourself to be with it. Allowing yourself just to have that top to bottom flow down, space out, clarity, and decluttering with your physical energy and your body is super helpful. And of course, movement, exercise, nature time, self-pleasuring, anything that just really speaks to what would declutter your space and add a sense of peace and harmony for your body. Go for it. This has been an amazing 14-minute adventure thus far. I invite you to keep digging deeper. And for another trick and trade of being able to clear your mental space and into your body like we just practiced, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter right below the link here. It has a free meditation, 10 minutes on quieting your mind and your body. And I have heard from multiple people that it just works as cleaning yourself from inside to out and having a fresh space just to move forward with your day. If you were willing and able just to take 10 minutes to be with you, your body, and allow that to change and make the changes we talked about in your physical environment, declutter your life from anything that doesn't bring you joy, and extreme potent functionality, what would be different in your life? Talk about lightening up. Anything weighing you down, it is time to shake it off, lay it down, and move on. I will speak to you next week.